Chaver, in the longer share, we spoke all about Parshas Shemini. It's also Parshas Achodesh. So I want to talk a little bit about this very, very special Shabbos, the last of the Dalet Parshios. Parshas Achodesh talks about the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. And we've asked many times over the years. We all know the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh was the very first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. We have to understand then, this mitzvah clearly is extremely fundamental, extremely powerful, and important to each and every one of us. Why did Hashem choose this as the first mitzvah? Opening Rashi and all of Torah tells us maybe this is where we should have started. Of all the mitzvahs, Rosh Chodesh, really? Is that really so inspiring? If we say Hallel, maybe we get a donut. Some yeshivas make you wear a white shirt. I don't know, like, I could have thought of many more mitzvahs that seem to be more inspirational and more fundamental. Why Rosh Chodesh? Was that the first mitzvah? And I want to ask as well tonight, why is the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan? We have Parshas Chodesh because the first Rosh Chodesh was Nisan, which is going to be this week. But why was Nisan, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu chose? I would have chosen perhaps Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah should be the Rosh Chodesh, the first Rosh Chodesh. Why Nisan? So I want to start with one last question. We see Rosh Chodesh is obviously deeply connected to Kiddush Levana. Rosh Chodesh is the seeing of the new moon, and then we're Mekadesh that moon by Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana that we have every single month. And by Kiddush Levana, it's very interesting, we mentioned David HaMelech. By Kiddush Levana, we mentioned David HaMelech. Kiddush Levana, we say three times, Dov HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, Dov HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, Dov HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Why do we talk about David HaMelech? Now it happens to be B'derech Remez, just to tell you, this is not my own. This is from the Bris Kuhunas Olam. The Bris Kuhunas Olam says, the Gematria Dov HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam is 819, exactly Gematria Rosh Chodesh. So there's a connection. But what is the connection? That's just to have a gematria without understanding a depth. So I think Pshat is as follows. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and tells us by David HaMelech, that David HaMelech, when he took, as we know, the famous Maisa, the famous story with Bathsheba, which on the surface seems to be, he did something terrible. But the Gemara asks, David HaMelech was Kadosh, David HaMelech was a Tzaddik, David HaMelech destroyed his Yetzirah, brings a pasuk that his lave was shalem. So how could he have sinned? And the Gemara there says, and I'm going to say this because it's the Gemara, that it was all to teach us the potential to do tshuva. That David HaMelech was teaching that every individual has the ability to do tshuva, just like he did tshuva, we have the ability to do tshuva. The whole entire sin was to teach us the koyach tshuva. So David HaMelech teaches us the koyach tshuva, the Gemara says. I think that's why David HaMelech at Kiddush Levana and it's such a deep connection to Rosh Chodesh. And maybe why Rosh Chodesh is the very first mitzvah. Ein Tzadik Bar Shel Yechteh. We're opening the Torah and there are going to be many mitzvahs. But nobody's perfect. And halavai, we should all learn and daven and do chesed, but ultimately we're going to fall. Ultimately, we're human beings. Ultimately, we have taivas, we have atzlus, we have our perfect imperfections. We all have the areas that we need tikkun, that we need to work on. If there was no concept, lo aleinu, of tshuva, when we fall, and it's inevitable that we will, it would be mamish despair. It would be deflating, it would be mamish, we'd be destroyed. That's it. I'm destroyed my relationship with Hashem. No ability to fix. Tshuva is the biggest gift in the world. So the Chazal, the Medrash says tshuva was created before the world. The knowledge, the understanding that I have the ability to fix if I mess up. If I look at something I shouldn't be looking at, if I do something I shouldn't be doing, I could fix it, I could do tshuva. It gives us the most hope in the world. It's so uplifting to each and every one of us. That's the concept that David HaMelech brought into the world. And that's the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is constant hitzchadshus. Rosh Chodesh is, you look at the moon, it completely disappeared, it went dark, and we think it's over. No, renewal. A new beginning. And that teaches us, every month a reminder, I could have a new beginning. I'm never lost. I'm never too low. Sheva yipal tzaddik v'kom. And that's tshuva. And that's tischachas. That's Rosh Chodesh. And that's why the very first Rosh Chodesh also, the very first Rosh Chodesh is going to be Nisan. Because what is Nisan? Nisan is Aviv, is the spring. And spring is that season of renewal. Spring is that season when we look at the trees that were completely bare and look dead to the world, and suddenly they're flowering and they're flourishing. It's a new beginning. So if Rosh Chodesh is the lesson of renewal, the lesson that each and every one of us, even if we fall, we could get back up, the lesson of tshuva, it's going to have to be when? In Nisan. And the Mirch Hashem will be Zoycha then. B'Nisan, we had the Gula B'Nisan Atidin Ligal. Why? Because the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav, says, Gidola Tshuva. You know how great Tshuva is? Shemekareves es HaGula. It brings the Gula closer. And that's going to be from the Koyach of the Aviv of Nisan. And that's Rosh Chodesh and Zchus of HaChodesh and Elechem. That's Yom HaShibarach. We should all be Zoycha to know, each and every one of us, that we have the ability to always improve, the ability to always grow, the ability to always have renewal. And in that Zchus will be Zoycha to Gula Shleima. With Mashiach Sukeinu, b'mehirah b'meinu, everyone have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Yibane, 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 Yibane,
over na 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 ale beshamash shechada over na na na
ale beshamash shechada
Mishem,